Hi there. The word for you today is law and order. In Proverbs 29:17, reading from The Message, discipline your children. You'll be glad you did. They'll turn out delightful to live with. We're producing a generation of kids who are allowed to rear themselves with the aid of television, including violent videos, and the internet, which, please hear me, can be a minefield. Often both parents work, leaving one child to supervise the other. As a result, they become a law unto themselves. And the Bible clearly says, Proverbs 29:15, a child left to himself disgraces his parents. Most of us are loving parents, but our children need discipline and rules to live by. Love has a backbone, and it's called law and order. Without it, love is just license. Again, Proverbs 13:24, a refusal to correct is a refusal to love. Remember the cute cartoon where Dad, strap in hand, makes disobedient Dennis assume the position? Dad says, "This is going to hurt me more than you." And Dennis responds in the cartoon, "Don't feel obligated to hurt yourself on my behalf." You know what? Enforcing law and order isn't enjoyable and it's not easy. But the alternative is a betrayal of our children and our God-given responsibility. Failure to enforce law and order in your home in order to gain short-term popularity with your kids always ends up costing you their long-term respect. Expecting younger kids to figure out what's right and wrong is a burden they shouldn't have to bear. Indeed, they can't. Their neurological and moral equipment isn't sufficiently developed yet for that level of responsibility. The Bible says in Proverbs 22:15, young people are prone to foolishness and fads. The cure comes from tough-minded discipline. Your children will learn to make good decisions from the rewards and consequences of dealing with law and order at home. So please, parent, don't fail them.